This is the Gospel Hour, making known to this nation the gospel of Jesus Christ. Stay tuned for today's message that was preached and recorded by the founder of the Gospel Hour, Evangelist Dr. Oliver B. Green.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Gospel Hour. I'm David Green, director of the Gospel Hour, inviting you to stay tuned with us for the next half hour as we bring you a great old revival song today and continue with our verse-by-verse study of the Gospel of John as preached and taught by my late father, Dr. Oliver B. Green. But before that, we're going to hear that great old song, Leaning on the Everlasting Arms. Enjoy the music and then the message.
Leaning, leaning, safe and secure from all alarms. Leaning, leaning, leaning on the everlasting arms. What a fellowship, what a joy divine, leaning on the everlasting arms. What a blessedness, what a peace is mine, leaning on the everlasting arms. Leaning, leaning, safe and secure from all alarms. Leaning, leaning, leaning on the everlasting arms. Oh, how sweet to walk in this pilgrim way, leaning on the everlasting arms. Oh, how bright the path grows from day to day, leaning on the everlasting arms.
And now, here with our message, Oliver B. Green.
Now, gracious Heavenly Father, lead us as we study thy word today. Speak to my heart and speak through these lips of clay to those who wait in the great unseen radio audience. In Jesus' name, amen. On the last two broadcasts, we have studied John chapter 8 and verses 1 through 12. Now, the first day we studied verses 1 through 11, the account of the early morning Bible class, the woman brought in by the Pharisees. And then yesterday we studied verse 12. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. Now today, the Pharisees therefore said unto him, thou bearest record of thyself, thy record is not true. Jesus answered and said unto them, though I bear record of myself, yet my record is true, for I know whence I came and whither I go, but ye cannot tell whence I come, whither I go. Ye judge after the flesh. I judge no man, and yet if I judge, my judgment is true. For I am not alone, but I and the Father that sent me. Now notice, I'm not alone, but I and the Father that sent me. It is also written in your law that the testimony of two men is true. I am one that bear witness of myself, but the Father that sent me beareth witness of me. Now, listen, beloved. These Pharisees, these religionists, men and women, men, of course, primarily in that day, who were supposed to be learned men in the things of God, they were supposed to be students of prophecy, they were supposed to be spiritual and leaders in spiritual things, they did not recognize the Lord Jesus Christ. They said, in effect, you are a common liar. Now, Jesus had just said, I am the light of the world. And they said, you bear witness of yourself, and your record is not true. Therefore, they said, in a religious way, now, I made the statement yesterday, and I've made it often, religious people, I said religious, I didn't say Christians, I said religious people, will treat you the dirtiest of anybody on the face of the earth. Religious people, not saved people. Now, some of you don't know the difference. Some precious people listening to me today, of course, 99% of you do. But when I say religion and then salvation or Christian, some people don't know the difference. Did you know that there's some people that think everybody that joins a church is a Christian? That's not true. They think everybody that's not a heathen is a Christian. That's not true. A Christian is a person who has been born of the Holy Ghost, washed in the blood of Jesus Christ, and saved by God's grace. Now, these religious leaders said, in essence and in effect, they said, you're a liar, you're a common liar. Well, now you say, preacher, that's terrible. Yes, it is. But they're not the last folks to call God a lie. Let me show you what I mean. Jesus said, Nicodemus, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Then, of course, Nicodemus asked him, how could an old man be born? How could a man be born when he is old? Then Jesus said, except a man be born of water, yes, water. But what is the water? We spent two or three broadcasts. The water is the word of God, and nothing more. I believe in baptism. But baptism has nothing to do with redemption. No, no, no. Redemption is totally and entirely 100% by the blood, not water. Except a man be born of water, the word of God. And if you want the references, I'll be glad to give them to you. If you want the references. The water is the word. John 15:3. Ephesians 5:26, 1 Peter 1:23, there are many others. All right. Now, why am I bringing up Nicodemus? Right here, when Jesus said, I am the light of the world, and they said, you're a common liar, and the Pharisees said, you bear record of yourself, and your record's not true. Why am I bringing up Nicodemus? I'll tell you why. There are people, precious people, listening to my voice right now. You have not heard a sermon on the new birth where you go to church ever. Never. You have not ever heard a sermon on the new birth. Your minister, I don't know what you call him. Ministers go by various and sundry names. Some are called pastors and some are called this and some are called that. But you people, some of you people who listen to my voice now, you've not heard a sermon on the new birth since your preacher has been pastor of your church. Well, now, why do I bring that up? All right, I'll tell you why. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. They said you bear record of yourself. They said your record's not true. Therefore, you're not the light of the world. You're a liar. All right. Jesus said to Oliver Green, except a man be born again. I'm commanded to preach the word, all the word, teaching them to observe all things, Jesus said. You go into all the world, you preach the gospel. You teach them to observe all things. All right, now, when I refuse to preach the new birth, I'm saying, in effect, it's a lie. We don't need it today. That's just a bunch of hooey. We don't need it. It's a lie, and I don't preach it. No, wait a minute. I do preach it. I preach it. You've heard me make this statement many times on the radio. George Whitefield, the great English giant preacher. He was a spiritual giant. He preached on the new birth over 300 times in London. Over 300 times in London. Think of it. One city. Did you know I believe in my heart that a minister, a pastor, I believe an evangelist, should preach on the new birth in every revival? Now, I don't mean necessarily call the sermon the new birth, but I believe that every evangelist at least one time should preach a sermon around, you must be born again. And if we do not, we are simply saying by ignoring the new birth that it's not true, it's not needed, it's not necessary. And if we say it's not necessary, then when Jesus said, Nicodemus, you must be born again, you must. If Jesus said you must, and we say it's not necessary, then we're calling Jesus a liar. And you can't deny that. Might as well face it. Well, let's go a little bit further. That's serious enough, but it's worse. Listen to this. I'm reading in 1 John, if we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater. Almost all of us listen to the radio to hear the weather report. And the man tells us it's going to be a nice day or it's going to be a rainy day, and we believe it. If we're planning a trip and he tells us it's going to be a rainy, stormy day, if it's possible, we put the trip off. And if we are not planning to go someplace and the man tells us it's going to be a beautiful, beautiful day, we plan to go. We believe the weatherman. We believe everybody. But now wait. If we hear the witness and believe the witness and receive the witness of man, the witness of God's greater. Now in 1 John 5:10, he that believeth on the Son of God hath the witness in himself, and he that believeth not, listen, he that believeth not God hath made him a liar, because he believeth not the record that God gave of his Son. Now, men who refuse to believe the record that God gave of Jesus Christ, they're calling God a liar, they're calling Jesus a liar, they're calling the Word a lie, and beloved, that is grave and serious. We talk about the Pharisees, we talk about the Sadducees, we talk about the chief priests, the elders, the religious leaders, and the Sanhedrin. We have men today and women today, young men and young women today that are committing the same sin. They hear the Word, they read the Word, they're exposed to the Word, and they refuse to believe it. Now, what is the record? Here's the record. 1 John 5:10, and this is the record that God hath given to us eternal life. And this life is in his Son. And wait now, wait a minute. The very crowd that said, Jesus, you bear witness of yourself. You bear record of yourself. You testify of yourself and your record is not true. That very gang stood and heard the voice from heaven when God said, this is my beloved Son. When the angels sang and the wise men came and announced about it, they knew it. They knew it. Listen, they saw Jesus take 5 loaves, 2 fishes, and feed 5,000. Nicodemus said, no man could do the miracles. No man, no ordinary man could do what this man is doing. And yet, when Jesus said, I am the light of the world, they said, you are not. You're a liar. You're just an imposter. You're a counterfeit. Now, the record is that God hath given to us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son, yeah, not baptism, not church membership. He that hath not the Son of God hath not life. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the Son of God. Now, here's what I'm trying by the grace of God to drive home to your precious heart today. These people, that day, after Jesus had saved the harlot, after Jesus said, go and sin no more, and then he said, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness. The Pharisees said, you bear record of yourself, and your record is not true. You are a liar, you're false, you're a counterfeit. But Jesus said, it is in your law that the testimony of two men is true, and that is in the law. And it's written in the law. You'll find it in Deuteronomy 19:15. There had to be, under the law, two witnesses before a man could be sentenced or before he could be tried. There had to be two witnesses. Now, Jesus said, your law, it is written that the testimony of two men is true. Now, I am one that bear witness, and the Father bears witness. Then said they unto him, where is thy Father? Jesus answered, ye neither know me nor my Father. If ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also. These words spake Jesus in the treasury, as he taught in the temple. No man laid hands on him, for his hour was not yet come. You notice that again and again and again. They tried to take him. They tried to stone him. They tried to push him over the precipice. But they could not. Why? Because God Almighty protected him. Listen, beloved. Before the world was, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost sat down in the eternity behind us and planned and mapped out in every minute detail. Now you listen to me. Jesus knew when he came in this world exactly what he could do, would do, when he would do it, where he would do it, and how every minute detail of his life, his ministry, every step he made, every word he uttered. Why? Because Jesus was omniscient. Jesus was one with the Father in the beginning. As the Father had life in himself, God did not begin to live. Jesus had life in himself. He did not begin to live. Now he began to live as Jesus. He was born of the Virgin. He took a body of flesh, but he was in the bosom of the Father in the beginning. Therefore, he knew the end in the beginning. And they couldn't arrest him. They couldn't stone him. They couldn't push him over the precipice. They called him a liar, a hypocrite, an imposter. They called him a counterfeit, but they couldn't touch him. Because God was in Jesus reconciling the world unto himself. 2 Corinthians 5:19. Now look at verse 20. This is John 8:20. These words spake Jesus in the treasury as he taught in the temple, and no man laid hands on him. His hour was not yet come. We read in chapter 7 and verse 30, his hour was not come. Now in John 12, we'll read, mine hour has come. All right, next verse. Then said Jesus again unto them, I go my way. And ye shall seek me and shall die in your sins. Whither I go, ye cannot come. Now, of course, you remember he had already made this statement. He is driving home to their heart the truth. You know, ministers, I'm guilty. I don't repeat enough. You heard me. You heard me. You say, preacher, I think you repeat quite a bit. Well, if you'll read the Gospel of John, you'll find the word believe, belief, believed, and receive. You'll find the word believe used in one way or another over 100 times in these short chapters of this gospel. Beloved, Jesus repeated 2 times in Luke 13, he said, except ye repent. That's verse 3. Again in verse 5, except ye repent. 2 times in 5 verses, the first 5 verses of Luke 13, Jesus said, except ye repent, you perish. We need to repeat. Now, he had already told them. He said, mine hour has not come, and right here he repeats it. And then he said, I go my way, you can't come where I am, you'll seek to come where I am, you can't come. Then said the Jews, will he kill himself? Is he going to commit suicide? Listen, dearly beloved, listen. They were so totally ignorant of spiritual things. They were in such total spiritual darkness that they didn't understand the first thing about being born again. God have mercy. God pity them. And God pity people today. You go in some pulpits and preach the new birth, repentance, hell, fire, and people look at you like they think you're crazy. They said, is he going to kill himself? Because he saith, whither I go, can I come? Verse 23, and he said unto them, ye are from beneath, I am from above. Ye are of this world, I am not of this world. Now listen. The things of God cannot be received by the natural man. They are spiritually discerned, and he cannot know them. So Jesus said, you are of this world, that a closed mind, a closed heart. They refused to think beyond this world. You see, Nicodemus said, how can a man be born when he is old? He was thinking of this world. The woman at the well said, you don't have anything to draw with. But thank God, Nicodemus listened. And through the word he learned, and through the word his darkened mind was enlightened. And the woman of Samaria, she kept listening, but these folks wouldn't listen. They had a closed mind, a closed heart. Then said they unto him, who art thou? And Jesus said unto them, even the same that I said unto you from the beginning. You see, He has repeated. They said, "Who are you?" He said, "The same one I've always told you. I have many things to say and to judge of you. But he that sent me is true. And I speak to the world those things which I have heard of him." They understood not that he spake to them of the Father. They understood not that he spake to them of the Father. Then said Jesus unto them, "When ye have lifted up the Son of Man, when you get me on the cross, when you nail me to that old rugged cross, then my Father, then you'll know that I am he, and that I do nothing myself, but as my Father hath taught me, I speak these things." Now, we'll study that verse tomorrow. That is one of the most tremendous verses in all of John's gospel. So, after Jesus said, "I am the light of the world," and then he said, "When you get me on the cross, my Father will tell you who I am." From verses 13 through 27, Jesus simply drives home to their heart the sad truth that they are in total spiritual darkness and total spiritual ignorance. He is truth and they are of the lie, because he tells them in John 8:44, "Ye are of your father the devil, and the devil is a liar, the father of lies, and they belong to Satan." Now Jesus said, "Thomas, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." So if you, if I, if any person hopes to step inside the pearly gates, we must enter through the door. We must go the way. We must know the truth. "And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." God to have mercy on those who refuse to believe that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. They read the word, they hear the word, but they refuse to believe the word. Jesus presented to these people the light, the truth, the way to heaven, but they said, "You bear witness of yourself, and your witness is a lie." God to help you, and God help me, to read the word, believe the word, live with the word, and die with the word. "Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word, the incorruptible seed, that is the power of God unto salvation. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word, believeth on him that sent me, hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life." Father, honor the word, the precious blood, the name of Jesus, and save the soul that's nearest hell, for Christ's sake. Amen.
Friends, this is David Green speaking to you again, and as we approach the end of October, I have a new gift offer for you this week, one that we are very excited about because it contains a new item for us here. We put this little mini series of messages together for you, and it's only one item in our gift offer. Now, gift offer P, besides that item, contains a book and 10 copies of a very popular 4-page tract by my dad. And all of that is in our gift offer P, and it's available to you in return for your donation to the Gospel Hour in the amount of $20 or more. Now, you know we work each and every day to get the gospel out, and we can only do that through your donation. So if you can add some extra $25, $30, $40, whatever the Lord lays on your heart, I urge you to do so to help us help others come to Christ. But if you can send a donation of at least $20 and ask for gift offer P, I'm excited to tell you about our first item. I call it the Gospel in a Nutshell. Now, it contains two messages preached by Dr. Green on the radio. It will be on a CD, one compact disc. Now, these weren't preached in two consecutive days, but I heard the first one. I was very impressed. And then a week or two, 3 weeks, sometime later, I heard the second one. And I thought this would make a wonderful, wonderful mini-series. So I went back and found the first one, and we have put it together on one CD. Now, also, we have several songs to go along with the theme, The Gospel in a Nutshell. The first message talks about John 3:16. So I know you'll find it very helpful as a soul winner. Then we have Glimpses of Heaven. Now, this is another book that we put together here at the Gospel Hour, a perfect bound book, 164 pages long, five great sermons by my dad, all talking about heaven. I enjoyed reading these sermons so much that I wanted to put them in this book for you. Finally, 10 copies of the Soul Winning Booklet, Have You Heard? Now, after you see this, I'm sure you will order more, and we're happy to send as many as you want of this 4-page tract, Have You Heard? So to get all of this, just ask for Offer P and send your gift of at least $20. Here's how to make your donation.
Friends, to order this week's gift offer or to contribute to this ministry, write to us at the Gospel Hour, Post Office Box 2024, that's 2024, Greenville, South Carolina, 29602. Or call us toll-free Monday through Friday between the hours of 8:30 a.m. and 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time at 1-800-745-0324. That's 1-800-745-0324. You may use your Visa, Discover, or MasterCard anytime you write or when you call. You can also place your order online 24 hours a day by visiting our website at www.thegospelhour.org. Here also you may order other materials available through this ministry. To receive an audio CD of today's message, be sure to give us today's date and enclose a gift of at least $5 to cover the cost of production and handling.
Friends, this is David Green again. On behalf of myself and the entire Gospel Hour family, I want to thank you for tuning in to the program today. I hope you received a blessing today and will tune in again each and every time you can. And so, until next time, may the Lord bless you and keep you in His will.